Praise the Lord, everybody. That is the message. If you understand what a mighty God we serve, you'll understand what He's able to do in your life. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we thank you for another day. God, we thank you for the breath of life. God, we thank you that you love us so much that you forgive us of our mess and our stuff. God, we thank you that you love us so much that you thought we were worth saving. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you loved us so much that you will move mountains. That God, that you're able to call walls to fall in our lives, God. So God, we bow this Sunday morning, God, to thank you, Lord God, for being God of our lives. God, we just have a spirit of celebration in our hearts, Lord God. Because we know it could have been the other way. But you just breathe on us grace and mercy, God, and allowed us to arrive here one more day, God, and one more Sunday morning to lift up your holy name, God. And we are so grateful, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the sick and shut-in, Lord God, wherever they may be, God, that you would begin to even touch them now, Lord God, and let them know that they are not alone. That you're right there, God, in the middle of what's going on, and that you're able, Lord God, to heal and deliver, Lord God. And by your stripes, they're already healed, Lord God. Now, God, your people have gathered, God, to hear word from you. Speak, Holy Spirit, and meet the needs of your people, God. Lord Jesus, if you give it to me, I will stand here boldly and declare before your people that, God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee, strip it away right now in the name of Jesus and allow your power, your glory, your anointing to be felt throughout this building. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. To God be all the glory for the great things that he has done, that he will do in our lives. So God is taking us back to a familiar passage of scripture this morning in the gospel according to St. Luke. The gospel according to Luke chapter 8. I just believe there's a word for the church this morning. And when you have found the 8th chapter of Luke, if you would go down to verse 43 and stand all over the sanctuary if you are able. Familiar passage. Luke 8. Starting with verse 43. And if our children are able, I ask that they stand. We want to teach our children to worship God, to honor his word. And it reads this way, if you would follow along with whatever version of the Bible you have. Now a woman having an issue of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitude are pressing against you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus says, "Somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out from me." Now, when the woman saw that she could not hide any longer, she came trembling and falling before Jesus. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she had been healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. You may be seated." A woman. Yes, I did hear Reverend Kimbrell say one Sunday, a woman was in it. Amen. But our message title this morning is 1, 2, 3, 4 words, and it comes in the form of a question for us all. God knows what we need when we don't even need it. However, God asked me to pose this question to each and every one of you this morning. As this woman journeyed with her issue of blood, God is asking you this morning, what is your issue? What is your issue? What is your issue? See, in today's times, I often hear the question asked, what is your issue? What is your problem? And not always in a positive manner. See, if someone is looking at another person too long, I've even seen it. They look over and say, "What is your issue?" In a crowded situation like Jesus was in, somebody bump into you and the person looks over and say, "What is your issue?" Come on, I know somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. And you may have even used that phrase yourself if you be truthful. What is your issue? However, today we want to put the mirror in our own faces once again and be real in here and be transparent. See, as we strive to do the will of God and follow the call that he has for each one of us and be a light to the world where so many people are hurting and dying, there are some things God has said we need to work on. Because as believers, God wants us whole and God wants us healed. So what better place to be real than in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And be real. God, what is my issue? Really? See, we can camouflage and say, nothing is wrong with me. I got it all together. But this Sunday morning, God has said, I want you to be authentic. I want you to be real in here. And without looking to your right or to your left and trying to figure out what they're doing and what's going on with them, God said, be real with yourself. So don't tell anybody anything. Don't look to your right or to your left. Ponder in your heart, God, what is my real issue? See, the beginning of healing and deliverance is that we first must acknowledge that we have an issue and a problem. Then we must identify the root of that problem or issue. Not the symptoms. Not the symptoms. but the root of the issue. And once you have identified the root of the issue, then you move for the solution and resolution and take the appropriate action to uproot your issue. So let's take a look at this woman with the issue of blood in our text. Yeah, somebody may say, I've heard about her before. But I believe our great God and our good God is able to take the familiar and turn it to something new if we open our spiritual ears and our hearts. And we are told about this unnamed woman. The Bible doesn't give her a name, but she admitted, I have an issue of blood. And we're told that she had been bleeding for 12 long years. And see, the nature of this illness caused additional suffering beyond the pain. She was known as unclean. She could not attend worship services at the synagogue. She could not have normal social relationships because others thought that the unclean woman will give it to me. She was treated as an outcast. But this woman acknowledged, yeah, I have an issue, but I'm going to look for some solutions. So the Bible tells us that she moved on using her intellect. She concluded that, yeah, I'll find a specialist. I'll find a doctor to help me with my issue of blood. The Bible tells us that she went from doctor to doctor to doctor until she had spent all she had. As a result of her efforts, she became destitute. This is the word. Lonely, in pain, still with the issue of blood. See, I just believe that some of the doctors gave her some medication for the pain to address the symptoms. However, the medication wore off and she was still bleeding. She was still in pain. She was still destitute. Somebody must have some pity for this lady now. But I just believe this woman reached a point when she had to admit, God, I've just tried it my way. I have given all my money to the doctors. I still have this issue of blood. I still hurt. I'm still in pain. I'm still unclean and lonely. God, I'm just sick and tired of this issue. However, we must give her credit. This woman was determined not to quit. Even though her situation looked hopeless and looked helpless in the physical realm, the Bible tells us that she heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus, and the Bible doesn't tell who told her about Jesus, but somebody told her about a man named Jesus, who was the Messiah, who was the Son of the living God, who was able to heal the sick, cast out demons, raise the dead, and she believed it. They told her about a Jesus that was able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that she could even ask or think. And she believed it. Believed it. We can learn from this woman. Because of her faith in Jesus, a man she had never seen, the Bible tells us she went looking for Jesus. Mm-hmm. This unnamed woman made up her mind No matter what it looks like in the physical realm, I will not quit now. The Bible tells us she made a journey from Caesarea Philippi to Capernaum. I can imagine as she was moving on to find Jesus, she had made up in her mind, I will trust in the Lord. I will believe he will heal me. I just need to get to Jesus. This woman was operating in faith. She had heard that he had healed others. And she believed him that he would heal her. I can't imagine as she was making her way to Capernaum. She was saying, I can't quit now. I will not give up now. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the doctors have to say. They didn't make it work and go away anyway. But I'm going to find the real healer. He's done it for others. Oh, Jesus, I just need for you to do it for me. I can just imagine in her mind. She's thinking, all I have to do is just, I don't even have to talk to him. Just touch the hem of his garment. See, I know that he's God in the flesh. I just need to touch the hem of his garment. And the Bible tells us that she made her way through the crowd and she touched his cloak. She touched his hem and she was healed immediately. See, God changed a situation that had been going on for 12 long years. God did what the doctors could not do. He dealt with the root of her problem and healed her immediately. And Jesus went searching, who touched me? Because he wanted to have a conversation with her. And he called her daughter. That means now you're in the family now. Daughter. You are healed and delivered because of your faith. He told her to go in peace. Walk in your destiny. Jesus let her know that it was not the clothing that healed her, but it's her faith. It was her faith. How is your faith this morning? She not only had faith, but she placed her faith in the right person. Who are you depending and trusting in this morning? Really? We're going to just talk a little bit, and let's be real. Too often as believers, we may have a mask on to cover up our pain and whatever is going on in our lives. We attempt to address our symptoms so people don't know that we are struggling. We move to drugs. We move to alcohol. We have ungodly behavior trying to mask our real pain. We get involved in toxic relationships, just to name a few, to mask our pain and our issues. Come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. But see, you don't have to do that, people of God, because Jesus has done it all. And God said, I just want someone to remember that I sent Jesus. You don't have to struggle. Why are you making life so difficult? I sent Jesus that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. He said, this Sunday, you can quit pretending. Jesus has done it all. You can be healed. You can be whole. Aren't you sick? Somebody in here knows what I'm talking about. Just sick of going round and round and round in the same circles, feeling the same pain and disappointment. God says, this message is for you. He's saying, this is your day. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she got out of her sick bed and she went to find Jesus traveling to Capernaum. She knew she just needed an encounter with God. She went trusting and believing. God is saying this morning, somebody got out of their bed this morning with issues. They traveled to Abundant Life Christian Ministry on this fourth Sunday of
you, knowing that Jesus, God is able, knowing they're ready for deliverance. God is saying, this is your day. This is your day. You don't have to fake and pretend any longer. Yeah, you've talked to the doctors. You talked to friends. You talked to family. You're searching the internet. You tried everything, and it simply did not work. God is saying, this is your day. I don't know who that's for. God has said, I've seen your tears. I've seen your pain, but this is your day. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. God said, I've heard your prayers. I have not answered yet. But in the meantime, whatever your issue is, I'm aware. He's asking you, because I haven't answered, have you given up faith in me? God is saying to someone this morning, delay does not mean denied. Dottie people said he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he's right there on time. Anybody believe it this morning? Come on, somebody. I don't know who this is for. God is saying this is your day for deliverance. This is your day for healing. This is your day to be comforted. This is your day. I heard somebody say, he's a way maker. He makes a way. Does anybody know anything about that? He made a way for me. He's a way maker. Yeah, he knows about your tears and your struggle. But he just wants you to trust him. He loves us so much. He knew we couldn't get it right. He knew that we would try this, that, and the other. So he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus. He believed that we were worth saving, you all. All he wants us to do is to trust and obey. Trust and obey. Will you trust him? Will you stand firmly on the scripture that says, I will trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my little mind and my understanding. In all my ways, I will acknowledge God, and I'm going to trust that he will direct my path. Oh, yes. So the relevant question as I begin to close is simply this. What is your issue, really? Really? What is going on in your life that is keeping you from being whole and living abundantly? God is saying, just first identify it. Identify it. Identify the root. Don't deal with the fact that you are alcoholic, drug addict, promiscuous, lonely, backbiting. Don't deal with that you're a liar, a thief. Don't you even, those are symptoms of what's really going on. God wants to heal your heart. And just like the woman heard about Jesus, we've heard about Jesus. However, do we believe in Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, that he's able to deliver you from whatever is crippling you? Forget about the symptoms. If you root out the real problem, the symptoms will disappear. Oh, yes, they will. But you must have faith in God that he is your deliverer. That he is the answer to your mess that you're struggling. You must believe it, people of God. God has a great work for this church, but we have to root out the junk that we're walking around with and walk in wholeness and boldness and be a light for our God. God is saying to someone, seek me first. Seek first the kingdom of God and my righteousness. All that stuff you need, I will provide. God is saying, get right with me and watch me bless you. God is saying, don't you play with me, people of God. If you want deliverance, God is saying, get right with me. And I will heal you. Get right with me. And I will heal you. God is saying to someone, this is your day to purge out the junk. Mm-hmm. Purge out the junk. And then transform your mind with my word. Because we all need more word in us than world. Transform yourself with this word. Because there's power in this word. Oh, yes, it is. It's power to deliver in this word. It's power for us to be made whole in this word. Oh, yes, it is. And God is just saying, why are you making it so difficult? Why so difficult? Take it to God in faith. Help me close this, Holy Spirit. Take it to God in faith. Too often we take it to God because people tell you to. But you must believe that God is going to change some things in here. See, my elders called him, like I said, the waymaker. I heard somebody say he's a bridge over troubled waters. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. I've heard somebody even sing, can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He picked me up and he turned me around. Placed my feet on solid ground. But do you believe that he's able to do it for you? Once again, this is your day. I don't know who this is for. You know what you need God to root out of you. If the root is snatched up just like grass and weeds, if you have weeds growing in your yard, in your garden, you must root them out. But if you don't pull it from the root, it'll come back. And that's what God is saying to you this morning. You got to get to the roots of your problem and turn it over. Hallelujah. Are you willing? Are you willing to deal with your real issue? What is your issue? What is it? Don't look at your neighbor. What is your issue? See, I see people talking to each other. So I'm going to go this way. What is your issue? Do you want to be whole and healed? What is your issue? This is your day. God said you don't have to live like that any longer. This is your day. Trust me. Trust me. And walk into your destiny. Let the church say amen. If you want, and if you're just one of those persons that want deliverance this morning, this is your message. God is saying, surrender it to me today. Surrender your mess, your stuff to me. I can handle it. And once you surrender it, he said, remember this. I will be with you. Mm-hmm. I will be with you if you only trust me. I don't know who this is for. You know what's in your heart and what you're struggling with. You know your childhood hurts, what your parents did or what they didn't do. What the teachers did and what they didn't do. But God is saying this morning, I will root that out if you trust me. He said, I'll never leave you if you trust me. He said, I will fight your battles if you trust me. He said, I have all power in my hand. I will deliver you if you trust me. That is the word of God for the people of God in the house of God this morning. God wants you whole, but he wants you to deal with your issue. What is your issue? Oh, yes, he does. Be real and authentic. You don't have to be concerned about man or woman think about you. God died. He sent Jesus to die for you. Leave it today. What is your issue? What is your issue? See, we all got stuff going on, no matter how good you all look on the outside. We all have issues, you all. This is your day. Please stand all over the sanctuary. This is your day. This is your day. What is your issue? Really? What is your issue?